Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Ayin Vav, and today we'll talk about a kashrus topic. Again, daf Ayin Vav is a jam-packed topic. It's all about Recha and Recha Milsa, Recha La Milsa, Maliach Karoseach, Kavish Kimavushal. A lot of topics come up. We'll discuss one specific topic towards the end of the daf here on Ayin Vav Mabez, and that's about eating fish and meat. Says the Gemara towards the bottom, Hahu Benata. Hobenata, type of fish, de'itva bahadi bisra, that was roasted with meat. Asra Rava miparzika lemechle bekutcha. Rava says that this fish roasted with meat, you're not allowed to eat it with milk, right? Because the taste of the meat went into the fish, and they could eat it with milk, and that would be a problem, right? Because recha, Rashi, sheyesh bo chalav, mishum dekasava recha milsahu. And Mar Baravashi Amar, Afilu b'milchanamias, or even just eat it with salted, meaning stam, plain. To eat the fish that was roasted with meat is a problem. Mishum dekashia larecha uladavar acher, because it's kashia larecha, it gives a certain type of odor. Uladavar acher, Rashi says, sara, some type of skin ailment. That is the Gemara. So this is the source in Shas for this idea of fish and meat. It's somewhat dangerous. And it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Tes Zayin, which is the Siman about dangerous items, dangerous activities, dangerous foods, which we'll read soon. But either way, just first background for that. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Rotzeach that one is a chiyuv to take care of their bodies and to take care of themselves. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Rotzeach, Harbe dvarim asru chachamim. There are many things that the Rabbanan said are asur. Because they're dangerous. And the Chazal wanted us to take care of ourselves. I'm going to do something dangerous. It's just me. What does it affect anybody else? I don't care about my own well-being. Still, one gets makas mardus, one gets rabbinic lashes, because one is allowed to do that. One is allowed to take their life into their own hands. And the Rambam lists off a number of activities, including Mayim Megulim, drinking water that was left over. Felisha Mayim Megulim, Shema Shasa Behen Nachash, Vechayotzim Hem Izoch Le'afar, V'yishte V'yamos. Then goes through all the different details of Gilui. That is one of the larger areas that the Rambam talks about here at the end of Perek Yud Aleph. The Radvaz in one place talks about the idea that we have to take care of ourselves. The Radvaz in Sanhedrin in the end of Perek Yud Ches, where the Rambam discusses the idea of Ein Adam Meitz Matzmo Rasha. The Rambam says, Gzeiras HaKasavi, Shein Mamisin Bevezdin, V'lo Malkinus HaAdam Bodoyas Piv. One is not, Bezdin is not allowed to give a punishment based on a person's own admittance. Ela Al Pi Shneim Eshnei Edim, except by the power of two witnesses. V'zesh HaRag Yeshua Achan, V'David Lagara Maleki, Bodoyas Piem HaRasha Haisa, Odin Malchus Haya. That was a special din. But generally, Avala Sanhedrin, Mamisin V'lo Malkin HaMode Ba'Aveira, Shema Nitrifa Daitu. Maybe they've lost their mind and they're not thinking clearly. Maybe they're thinking very clearly, but they just want to die and they're masochists. They want to get punished. They want to get tortured. So maybe he lost his mind. Maybe he is doing it because he just wants to get tortured. Ultimately, it's a gzeiras hakasuv, and that is why one is not bezen, is not allowed to punish based on Abdayas Piv. But the Radvaz says, V'efshar losis ksas tam, lefi, even though it's a gzeiras hakasuv, let me give a little reason, lefi she'ei nafsho shel adam kinyano, ela kinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our nefesh doesn't belong to us. Belongs to Hashem. Shneemar hanefashos liheina. Quoting the pasuk in Yechezkel. Hilkach lo toel hodo aso bedavar she'eno shelo. Right, I can't. I'm not believed about something that's not mine. Just like I'm not believed to be motzi money from somebody. I'm not believed to hurt myself because myself is not mine. Umalkas palga demisahu avo mamona hu shelo. My own mamon is mine. so to speak. That's why Hoda'as Baldin works about your own money. So the Rambam and the Radvaz both say that we have to take care of ourselves, and our body is not ours, and we have to make sure that we do and protect it as much as we can. The Levush in Yaradeya talks about whether this is a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabanan, but this is all background. So we have the idea here that the Gemara says that eating fish and meat is dangerous. Kashe l'davar acher. The Shulchan Aruch says this here in Simen Kuftez Zayin, Dvarim Ha'asurim Mishum Gilui. Right, this beginning of the second volume of Yaradeya, this is after the halachas of ma'achale obi kochavim, bishal akum, and pas akum, and all of those related issues. This is still within ma'achale obi kochavim. So there, it has one simon about gilui. So the Shulchan Aruch starts off, mashkim shenis galu asrim chachavim, dechayshin and shemesh asa nachash mehem. Right, liquid that was open and revealed, chachavim asr drinking them because we're worried that a snake went in and dropped off some venom. V'itabam eres v'yachshav she'ein nachashim mitzuyim b'neinu mutter. But nowadays, because we don't have any snakes around, so it's mutter. So the Shulchan Aruch says b'feir, so that does not apply anymore because there are no snakes, based on the Shita of Tosus in a few places. And then the next halacha, sif beis, tzarech li zoher, shelo lechol basar v'dog b'yachad, b'bnei shekasha l'tzaras. A person should not eat meat and fish together because kasha litzaras, right? It's leads to tzaras. V'chein ein litzlos basar im dug. Mishum recha, not only not to eat it together, but one shouldn't roast it together. That's our Gemara, right? Mishum recha. Umiyu, but the evidence also, we'll get to that. But interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch quotes right after my Megulim, and the Shulchan Aruch says that doesn't apply anymore because ein nechashim mitzuyim beinenu. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the meat and fish halacha and does not say that it does not apply anymore. Right, so it seems to be, at least according to the Shulchan Aruch, and the Yad Ephraim mentions this on the bottom, Rafai Margolis, that it still applies, even if we don't understand the sakana, even though we're not sure exactly what it means. There doesn't seem to be any sakana, according to our medical knowledge, to eat meat and fish together, but still, we are machmir lehalacha. It's not quoted in the Rambam. The Rambam does not quote this halacha, which is unusual, which is strange. Why does the Rambam quote this halacha? It's beferish in the Gemara. Chassam Sofer in Yaradei and Simon Kuf Aleph has two suggestions why the Rambam does not quote it. He quotes it from the Marshal. The Marshal in Gid Hanoshe quotes that since the Rambam did not quote Mar Bar Avashi, it must be that Bibrov Shmamina, this is first quoting from the Marshal, Shmamina Duhum Bibrov Bekiuso Betivios Ubirafuos Yada Debarecha Enomazik. With his amazing knowledge of medicine and the body, it must be that he knew that this reich is not mazik. Vashas mayrish and nitvim basar mamish. And the Gemara is talking about where it's roasted in basar mamish. The Rambam is talking about, the reicha. Either way, v'tichukam afer something, you come back with the Rambam lahavi al-kopanim dasu lissos dagim in basar mamish. So the Rambam should have quoted something that's usur. V'haryu hishman ako. So says the Chassam Sofer, this is what I think. V'ala barayu nitchila. The sphir leila Rambam de benase hu dug yadua shenikra kain. Maybe the Rambam thinks benate is a specific type of fish. Specific type of fish. Again, the other achronim assume benate just means a fish. But maybe the Rambam thinks it's a specific type of fish. V'husha asur lechol and basar mishum sakat v'lo dagim acherim. Only that specific fish is dangerous, but not other fish. V'kai gav nekasu tosus osbar akav demoy katan. Tosus demoy katan daf yin aleph. Gavi kavri. V'osa benate eino matsui benenu. V'mishimachi yishmitu ha-Rambam. Maybe the Rambam realizes it's a certain type of fish. The fish is not around anymore. And therefore, he is... that's why he left it out. That's why also the Shulchan Aruch, Chassam Sofer also says Al Sidur HaShulchan Aruch that this could also be the case. But then the Chassam Sofer continues and says Mikol Makom nearly dochek Dal Kopanim Lo Yosef Zecher Hamina Hu Bimkomo Bimedinaso Vaylo LaRamon LaViola Anshe Medinaso. He should have at least said it for the people who live in a Medina with the Benazay. It's Aser the Yosir Nira Delfi Otsim Chachmaso Yada Behavin Shenishtanu Ativin Binyan Ze. Must be like what we say in 10 other places, Tosas in Moikat and Dafyan Aleph, Nishtanu Ativim, things have changed, and therefore even though it was dangerous then, it's not dangerous now. and therefore the Rambam doesn't quote it. Okay, that's the Chasam Sofer, but again, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore, generally, the Minhag Olam is to follow the Shulchan Aruch. So what does one have to do? So again, one shouldn't cook it together, right? One shouldn't eat it together. So let's say one wants to eat it one after another. So what needs to be done? So the Torah quotes the Rush, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as well. Two things. You have to get residue off of your hands and out of your mouth. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Sif Gimel, Yirchotz Yadav, Bein Basur Ladag. You have to wash your hands between eating meat and fish. V'yochal pas sharui v'intayim. K'dei l'rchotz piv. And take bread that was soaked. And therefore, you eat that. You get any type of residue out of your mouth. And then that could be what is required for hands and mouth. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Netilas Yadayim. Hilchas Netilas Yadayim in Arachayim. Kuf Ayin Gimel. Arachayim Kuf Ayin Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says there. Din mayim emtsoyim, right? That's in the Dvarim Hanoagim Besuda. So mayim emtsoyim rishus. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Bein baser ledagim chovalito mishum dekashal adavar acher v'chamira sakata meisura ayin yeredeya simin kuf tezayin." The Shulchan Aruch says, "You have to wash. You have to wash." And the Magen Avraham quotes, "Efshar bizmanenu in sakana kolkach to makabat dvarim nishtanu ativim," as we saw in the Chasam Sofer, but. Says that is the Shulchan Aruch in the name of the Rosh. But if you look in the Ramah is Mako, that, you know, V'yesh Omrim, Dein Lachish Lazeh, Rakish Mevashlam Yachad. Va'achlan, only if they're cooked together. Ava'achlan, Zachar Zein Lachish, maybe one after another is not a problem. V'chein Nogin, Shlo Lerchot Zapeh, V'lo Yadayim Beinehem. Mikol Makom, Yesh Lech, Odover Beinehem, V'lisho Tavi Kinuach V'adacha. You don't have to wash your, rinse your mouth out, and just have something in between. Have something in between, which is considered a wiping, kinuach v'hadacha. One doesn't have to wash their hands. The Achronim say also, if one is having silverware and one's hands aren't dirty from it, then for sure, it is not a problem. So that's in terms of what needs to be done to eat one after another. Again, as the Minhag Olam, just to rinse, just to rinse one's mouth, eat something in between. What about cooking it at the same time? So that's our Gemara. Our Gemara says there is recha, and therefore one shouldn't cook it at the same time. Our Gemara talks about recha. So in the sugya of recha, meaning aroma, right, there's recha and zeya. Recha is in the Gemara, zeya is not. But recha, dry heat, going from one to the other, transferring. So we paskin recha milsa lechatchila. But recha la milsa midirabanan. So if it's two different items, do we assume that one goes into the other one? So lechatchila, yeah, we try not to have that. But b'di'evet, one could eat it. So what about the halachas of this case? That's by Isurim, Recha Milsa. Let's say a Milchis and Fleishiks open, dry, cooking in the oven at the same time. So one shouldn't do that. B'di'evet, if it's all dry and clean, so one would be able to eat it. So what about this case, which is not about Isurin, but it's about Sakanta. So three shitas in the Mefarshim. The Ramah says it's exactly like other Isurim. The Ramah says, Ein litzlos basarim dog mishom Recha, miyu b'di'evet eino asur. Right, that he quotes that in Sif Beis, and therefore it's just like other Isurim, and the Aruch HaShulchan also supports this Ramah. But if you look in the Achronim, if you look in the Noseh Kalim, the Shach quotes two other opinions, one more Mekel and one more Machmir. Quotes from the Maharshal in Yamshel Shlomo in Giranashe, who says, no, that, when do we say Recha Milsa Lachadchila? That's only by Isurim. But here by Sakana, in this case, no, it's only a sakana if they're mamish together, if they're mechuber together. But if they're not, if it's just recha, then even lechatchila, it would not be a problem to cook fish and meat in the same oven at the same time. That's the marshal. Motelitzos dagam and basar batana rechot, afilo lechatchila, fein bo mishim recha milsa, leinian sakana, the davka kishet solon oso mechubarin ze itzal ze, right next to each other. Aser, v'ayin sham. So the Marshal is more makel than the Ramah. And then you have the Sefer Be'er Sheva that he quotes, who says, no, the opposite. Recha milsa. By sakana, we have to be more machmir. V'chalak alav u'pazik da'afilu b'di'evet asurim. Mishum recha milsa. Afilu nitzlu nifradim zemizeh. B'tan or echad. Kasa da'afilu makam shogam lahatir. Linyin iser b'di'evet recha milsa. V'leser lachadchila. Linyin sakanta aser afilu di'evet. That is the machlokas, the Shach quotes between the Marshal and the Be'er Sheva. Some hold like this, lechatchila also. But again, if there's hefsin meruba, so then one would be mekel. But again, this is the shita. The Aruch HaShulchan says ein lanu ela divrei harama, right? Like other isurim. Fine. What about utensils? So again, the minhag is to have be worried about mamashas. So to have a different fork. If one has fish and then one wants to have meat, the minhag is to wash the fork or to have a different fork because we want to be worried about residue on the fork, so we don't want to eat meat and fish together, mamish. What about the kalim? So the Shulchan Aruch does not mention any requirement of kalim. The Adafrayim here on the bottom also. Seems to be you could use the same kalim as long as they're clean, right? Even within 24 hours of each other. Even within 24 hours. Ayisham de Beplatas kalim lekach shash sakana. He quotes from the Minchas Yaakov on the Adafrayim on the bottom. There is a mashmos, a little bit of a taz. So some have the minhag of having a separate fish pan, but again, some people like to do it on the grill. So grill is very hard to clean. Very hard to clean. So if somebody has meat on the grill, always use it for meat. So it's hard to put fish on there because there's going to be meat on there, and that's our minhag, the base minhag, at least not to eat it mamish together. But to use a fish, a milchik pan or a fleishik pan, let's say a fleishik pan, that's clean. For sure, if it hasn't been ben yomo, but even if it has been ben yomo, it seems like it is allowed. We're not machmer for utensils. What about bittel? What about bittel? So this is an important topic. Does bittel apply here? Could you have bittel of a sakana? So this is a machlokes between the Taz and the Shach. Also, the Taz says here, there is no bittel, because bittel neutralizes taste, but it doesn't, remove it. The food is still dangerous. Food is still dangerous, says the Taz. Quotes the Mordechai, Davar Shishmo Sakana, Dino Ki Isser Lavatzlo B'Shishim V'Yoser Chamor. Tevil B'Yavash Aminos Arach Shishim. And he quotes some that are making, and he says, I think that one should be Machmir. V'chein Kasa B'Maharil Shal Fuchis Midag Shenafel V'Kteris Basar. There was a story about this piece of fish that fell into the pot of meat. V'Nis Basal Sham V'Asa Marisagal Miko Hakol Mishim Sakana. So he quotes the story of the Maharil that it's Aser. So Mashma Adelo Mahani Shishim Dachamira Sakata Me'isura. That is the Taz. He is Machmir. And therefore there's no bittel when it comes to fish and meat. If you look in the Nekudas HaKesef here, the Shah quotes this Taz and says, sorry, I think it's wrong. The story of them are real, that he says it's not batel. Maybe there wasn't shishin there. You don't know how much meat was there. The chakanta tfei mi b'yisura, ela b'sveika. Chamir sakanta b'yisura is when there's a suffix, then you have to be machmir. Aval hecha de'ika shishim, then it's batel. Bevadai lo mistaver klal achalik ben isel sakanta, chen kasuv. And he says, "Chen Kazav Sefer afe ravervi, tover shishbo misakana, kagon dogem ubasar ben lach ben yavish. Mizbatal b'shishim ad kan." So that is the machlokas between the Taz and the Shach. The Pischei Tshuva quotes this whole discussion, and he also explains each shita and says, gets into, well, would we have said mevatlin isra lachachila in this case? Just read a summary. Ayin ber heitev linyan davershu sakana yibalta b'shishim ayin tshuvas chavas yoyer shepasak lahakel debata v'chein tshuvas shvus yakov shein lach mirklal v'chein tshuvas chutashani tadafka eres nachash eino batel. Poison, the eres of a nachash, that the venom is not going to be balta k'mosh k'asav atur the choshin l'gilu yafil b'mem so'amayim aval darish sheino eres aval bidu sakana, it's some other type of sakana batal b'shishim mashevi ataz raimi maharil, the story of the maharil. At the Maril is Machmir, he sigol abal hashach. The shach already was masig on him in the Kudus Hakesef. To lo hayashishim lakach asur asakol. Lafiani has died. He says the Pischei Tshuva to be komak amochiach ataz shapir. The itema to be ikashishim shari. If it would be true that bittul would work, ulahachi asa Maril. That's why the Maril asur mishim to lo hayashishim. If there was no shishim, but we know that you could be mosif. Do we see mevatel in isur lachadchila? So there wouldn't be a problem. By the Isi Daraisa, there are problems. But Lama Lotziva Shiosifo Ad Shishim, Kadishi is Batal Atam Shaldag. Viafta be Isurim Asr Lahosim, Mishim Devatal Isla Chachila, Kadisa Besim in Sadi Tesme. Hacha Bevade Lo Shayach Mevatal Isser. Here it's not Shayach to say that Shari Ainze Isser, Rakols Machem Argishim Atam Shaldag, Vikir is Basa Yishbo Sakana. Kshiosifo Veloia Od Tam Dag, Murgash Vikir is Basa Loia Od Sakana. And therefore, why wouldn't you say mevatlan salachachila? So it must be that bittul wouldn't work anyway. Elavade da'af b'di'ika shishim aser. Mikalakam ladino ha'ikar kachuvas hanal debatul. The Pischei Tshuva is mekel lahalacha. And Therefore, one could be Mekel. The Shevet Alevi also, Rav Osner, he wonders, he's Matama on those who are Machmir, says the Minhag gets to be Mekel. In Chelek Gimel, Simin Kuf Gimel, he quotes in Oz Dalid, Sugya Da'alma Kashach, when the Kudas Akeset, the Mahani Shishim, Kamosha Kasav, Gamkem, Pizche Tshuva, Vachi Baskinan Kol Yoma, but the Mahani Agon Rav Shlomo Kluger, Betshuva Salvach Shlomo Yeredeya, the Pasak Delo Mahani Shishim, sees Metame on Shlomo Kluger. Again, a big practical application is Worcester sauce, which is made with anchovies. Can you put it on meat? Because some have, if it have a lot of fish, then it's a problem. But if it has less than Shishim fish, so then would you be able to put it? So that's this discussion of whether bitta would work. The OU's policy is if it's a very little, minor amount, then they would put just an OU on it. If it has more than a certain percentage, 1.67 or so, then they would write OU fish, and then one wouldn't be able to put it on the meat. Good. There is the Beis Yosef quotes, what about fish and milk? So there's nothing in the Gemara about that. Fish and milk, just fish and meat. The Beis Yosef quotes in Simon Pezayin, in Hilchas Basar B'chalaf, not here in Yared, in Devarim Sha'asur Mishrim Sakana, the Shulchan, the Beis Yosef quotes, Ein Lechol Dagen B'chalaf Mebnei HaSakana, Kamoshin Izbar Barachayim Kuf Ayin Gimel. He does not bring it, interestingly, in Shulchan Aruch. He only quoted it in the Beis Yosef. And the Darkei Moshe says, I never heard of this. Lo Re'isi Miyam, I shouldn't have heard of this. B'gam Barachayim Kuf Ayin Gimel, Einu El Shal Alachol B'basar Mishrim Sakana, Ava B'chalaf Shari. So again, some say, if you look in Rav Avadya, in Chav Adas, Chelik Vav Simen Memches, some say it's a mistake. Some say, you know, one doesn't have to be machmir. It's okay, once you follow their minhag, a number of Sephardic, you know, minhagim are to be machmir and not to have a tuna casserole, right? Or, you know, something the like, a tuna with, you know, lox and cream cheese, because that would be, again, fish and milk. Again, once you follow their custom. Okay, we will stop here.